I'm Jack Lessenberry.
The Detroit Regional Chamber's annual Mackinac Policy Conference begins today. I'll be there, though so far it doesn't look like the most momentous conference they've ever had. There'll be a few national speakers worth hearing, including historian Michael Beschloss and journalist and author Walter Isaacson. Governor Rick Snyder and Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan will give keynote addresses, and there'll be panels on politics and on things like Michigan's digital future. Mostly, there'll be flocks of politicians trolling for support for various offices next year. They won't be looking for support from voters so much as from those who might contribute to their campaigns. Money is so much a part of politics these days that some politicians who aren't running for anything, like State Senators Jim Ananich, a Democrat, and Arlen Meekoff, a Republican, are holding major $5,000 sponsorship fundraisers on the island. I think I'll pass. My guess is that most of what goes on at Mackinac this year would be seen as irrelevant and probably irritating by the vast majority of Michiganders. Over the weekend, I talked to Vicki Barnett, a former state legislator who is now chair of the Oakland County Democratic Party. Barnett is not a typical Democrat. She has an MBA and has been an investment consultant and an insurance agent. Oakland County is not a typical Michigan county either. The state's second largest, it's certainly the most affluent, and its citizens among the best educated. You might think that would make it safely Republican turf, but that's not the case. Donald Trump scored an upset to win Michigan last fall, but he not only lost Oakland County, he did worse there than Mitt Romney had. Most Democrats running for countywide offices also won. Barnett herself lost to longtime county executive L. Brooks Patterson, but did better than any of his previous opponents. But she isn't all that rosy about what's going on politically. "You have a lot of people very angry with the political system," she told me. "They feel that they have not been listened to, period. Many of them are loosely associated with the Indivisible movement, which was formed to counter President Trump's agenda." But Barnett, who's a realist, noted, "They don't necessarily want to be affiliated with the Democrats. Right now, our country is in political turmoil." While she thinks most of these folks could find a home in her party, she thinks that Democrats now should just be trying to listen to them and understand their discontent. Barnett was a strong Hillary Clinton supporter last year, but she's also brutally honest enough to admit that Clinton didn't do a good enough job of getting people an agenda to vote for. She's also annoyed because, as she said, "I think we're seeing a great number of politicians who are afraid to take a stand. It's easy to say, let's cut taxes. It's harder to say, we may need more money to fix our infrastructure and schools." Somehow, I don't think that most of the politicians I'll see on Mackinac Island this week are doing much listening to those who can't afford to hang out at the Grand Hotel. I'll report back if it turns out I was wrong.
Jack Lessenberry is Michigan Radio's news analyst.